Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. We are continuing in our study of fighting the good fight of faith. Today, I wanted to review the four principles of fighting the good fight of faith that we have discussed this week. We know in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12, these familiar words are found, fight the good fight of faith. God intended for you to be involved in one fight and one fight only in this world, and that was the good fight of faith, which is a guaranteed victory situation if you truly will fight with the faith that God has placed inside of you, and if you'll develop your faith by increasing the amount of the Word of God that you bring into your spirit day in and day out, and you exercise your faith by walking it out in your life. Well, there's four principles that we've discussed this week that I want to bring in review to you today that will help you win every situation that you are dealing with in life today in a great victory and bring glory to God in it. We studied the life of David and looked at some of the principles that he utilized in his life that made him an amazing and victorious military leader. We talked about the fact that King David was able to clearly identify the enemy and who the enemy was actually arraying himself against in the situation when David faced Goliath, the Philistine, back in 1 Samuel chapter 17. In verse 36, David said to King Saul, "Your servant has killed both lion and bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, seeing he has defied the armies of the living God." David recognized something about the battle that the Israelite army was facing at that moment that probably had been lost on the rest of them. And it was very simply that Goliath, he wasn't just defying Israel. David identified him as an enemy defying God himself. And let me just say to you, the very first and vital component in fighting the good fight of faith is identifying the enemy. That is the number one principle. You have to correctly identify the enemy. Many people misidentify the enemy in the battle that they are in, saying that it's their wife or their husband, their boss or their business partner, when the reality is Satan is your adversary, not human beings. Jesus told us in John 10:10 that the thief, referring specifically to Satan, had come to steal, kill, and to destroy human beings in the earth. Ephesians 6, verse 12 also identifies our battle as not being against flesh and blood, where it says we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and against rulers of the darkness of this age and against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. And this is a specific reference to the reality that we are in a battle that isn't just flesh and blood. It's not about your very difficult boss or your very unscrupulous business partner or your grumpy neighbor or your difficult mother-in-law. It is not about flesh and blood situations. Though the flesh and blood, the human beings, are certainly used as pawns in the battle, the reality is the difficulties you're facing in life have a source, or you could say an enemy, that is above and beyond the human beings. There is a demonic or spiritual component behind every situation of strife that you may encounter and every situation of pressure against you in life. Correctly identifying the enemy will start you off on the way to victory in this good fight of faith. Recognize the enemy's not the human being. The enemy is Satan himself trying to steal your joy, steal your peace, steal your finances, break your health, and kill you if he can, your hope and your faith. But if you will hold fast to the Word of God, you can have the victory. But recognize your spouse and all these other people are not the enemy, and stop treating them like the enemy if you are going to be able to fight the good fight of faith and win it. The second component vital for our understanding in the good fight of faith is we have to do like David did. Any battle you're in, any difficulty you're facing, you must inquire of the Lord. That is number two, inquire of the Lord. This was King David's pattern over and over and over again. That is how he never lost a military battle. Every time he was faced with the Amalekites are over here coming against this city, or the Philistines are over here coming against this city, David always went and inquired of the Lord as to what he was to do. This is what we must do, and yet somehow we keep missing this. We'll begin to use man's methods to try to deal with a problem. And you may say, well, God gave me a brain, I should use it. But let me just say this to you. Do you recognize and acknowledge that God's intelligence level is infinitely greater than the nice and wonderful intelligence level he may have given to you? His understanding is perfect. Ours is limited, regardless of how superb your IQ may be. Man's methods will never have the results that God's methods will have. God wants you to inquire of the Lord if you are facing a difficulty. Find out what God wants you to do about it, and then do what he says. People often don't want to do that because they know that sometimes the ways of God look like they are no match for the battle that is against you. And yet the reality is the opposite. God's methods will always bring victory. God's method with David and Goliath was for David to take a little smooth stone from a brook, put it in a slingshot, and go after this nearly 10-foot behemoth of a man who was completely covered in bronze armor, and with one little stone, he was to hit the very small area of his body that was not covered, and he did so, hit him in the forehead, and slayed that giant. That method looked ridiculous. God's method may look ridiculous to you, but it's the way to victory. Will you take God at his word and use his methods first? Inquiring of the Lord for his method is absolutely critical for you to win the victory of the battle you are in. And he may require you to do some things that aren't too pleasant to your flesh, but your victory will be the result. Be sure you find out and you inquire of the Lord about what God wants you to do with your finances, with your marriage, with your children, with the neighbor, with your in-laws, or whatever you're facing, even with the people who have cheated you. And yet God says, don't sue a fellow believer. In 1 Corinthians 6, that's one of God's ways or God's methods. And yet, to a man, that may not be so appealing. But will you inquire of the Lord? If you'll do that and do what he says, you'll find the way to victory. The third important component of fighting the good fight of faith is found when we observe David speaking words of faith before he has gotten his victory. He stood there as a teenage shepherd boy looking upon a giant of a man with great military skill and experience. And yet, though it seems like a disparate battle, an impossible to win situation, David still spoke by faith. And he told both King Saul and then later Goliath himself, he was going to take his head off of his body that day and feed his body to the birds because of the power of God delivering Goliath into his hand. He spoke by faith, but his faith wasn't in himself. And this is a key. Your faith is not faith in yourself. Your faith is in God, his word, and his character. If you walk in unwavering, unshakable trust and faith in God, his word, and his character, and speak that faith out of your mouth, you are laying the groundwork for your victory. Speaking by faith is the third component of fighting the good fight of faith. And then the fourth and final component is this. You must take steps of faith in order to get your victory. You can't just believe in your heart God will change your marriage, or just believe in your heart your finances are going to turn around, or believe in your heart that God wants you to go on the mission field without taking steps of faith to bring it to pass. You have to have corresponding action with what you believe in your heart and what you say with your mouth. You have to take steps of faith. I have a young friend who believed that God wanted him to go to Bible college, and he did not have the finances to do it at all. But he, by faith, he went and he made application. He was accepted to the Bible school, and he began classes all by faith. The only money he had was the $25 application fee, and he had to have the full payment of the tuition for the year paid by the end of the month. He had about 2 weeks amount of time in between. And yet he was confident. He just believed by faith somehow God was going to do this. And he took the steps. He did not wait to have the money in his hand before he went and applied for Bible college. He went, sat in that classroom believing God. And sure enough, the day before he had to have that money, he had a full check for the full amount. God wants to do that for you, but you have to take steps of faith. David ran towards the battle line with Goliath. He didn't just say, God can do this through me, and say it with his mouth and stood there looking at him. He took steps of faith and he ran towards the enemy, fully expecting God to do the work. Those are steps of faith. You must take them too in order to win the fight, that good fight of faith. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you. God wants to cause you to be an overcomer, fighting the good fight of faith, but make sure that you identify the enemy properly, that you inquire of the Lord for his method of doing it, that you speak by faith, and that you take steps of faith towards your victory. Have a victorious week.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.